This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Is Free Talk Live. You can dial in here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE as we launch into the second hour of the program. First hour, we started out by talking about a longtime listener and supporter of the show, State Representative Mike Sylvia, who is a state rep here in New Hampshire, being targeted by a group of people calling themselves the Town of Belmont. Why are they targeting him with $275 a day in fines? Which they say have been racking up since mid-August, well, because he's allegedly living on his property. They say, without asking the town's permission first, to ostensibly occupy a garage on the property and or an RV also parked on the property. This led to a larger conversation about zoning laws and whether they should exist or not. We actually did find somebody to call in. Somebody actually called in to defend zoning laws, claiming that it was protecting people.
Well, I mean, pretty much everybody thinks that zoning laws are there for the reasons that this gentleman called in. I mean, you know, that's what the idea is. That's what the selling point is that we're going to make everybody's property worth more. We're going to make the town, city, county, municipality, whatever, function better. We're going to make sure that bad things don't happen right next door to you. But what it always, always, always devolves into is that, oh, I don't think that they should be able to do that over there, and they shouldn't be able to do this over here. And pretty soon, you don't functionally have anything like property. You are a tenant for the city. Or the town, or the county, basically.
Right. You can you know, put things within a certain range on the property. You can decorate your home generally how you want on the inside.
Yeah, you can have the color carpet you want, but by God, you can't paint the color we don't want. And just it happens all the time. And the probable, almost certain future is that if we let it continue, it will happen more.
Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts here. Jim's in Hibbing, Minnesota, listening to WNMT. Hello, Jim.
Good evening, gentlemen. Hey. Been listening for a while on hold here.
Welcome.
So my situation is the gentleman that you're talking about, I'm directly associated with that type of situation. I'm a septic system installer in northern Minnesota. And the particular laws in Minnesota are called point of sale laws and certificate of occupancies. And up here in Minnesota, we had a lot of people with illegal septic systems and the lakes turned green. And it just wasn't good for everybody. So,
yeah,
of course,
I've heard of that.
People that want freedom and they want to do what they want with their own septic, and they don't care if the lakes turn green. So what Mr. Sylvia there is up against is they're trying to get his septic system into compliance in order to give him a certificate of occupancy. Now, I'm no longer in the business because I couldn't handle being in the middle of this argument. I actually live primitive and don't have a septic system myself, so I'm kind of in the middle on all of it.
Yeah.
And I'd like to comment on one more thing. You've got the Free State Project going, but your Free State Project is going to have rules and regulations and beliefs, but they're just going to be your beliefs, not somebody else's.
Well, actually, no. The idea of the migration, which you're referring to, the Free State Projects, is one aspect of a larger migration of libertarians who are coming to New Hampshire. Now, within the libertarian community, there are people who have a kind of a range of beliefs. Some believe in a smaller government, kind of marginal libertarians, and then others believe that there should be no state, no coercive state whatsoever. But ultimately, generally, I would say almost all of them would be against zoning if you ask them about it. And so, no, most libertarians don't want to control their neighbor. They're not interested in telling other people how to live. And if they are, then they can go and move into a damn deed-restricted neighborhood and have all the fun they want with their fellow neighborhood Nazis.
Yeah, And I've mentioned before when I've called in that I've got a theory on this. You take 10 of any species, it could be ants or deer or bear or whatever, or people. You're going to have a dominant, you're going to have a submissive, and you're going to have 8 people caught in the middle trying to figure out what the heck's going on.
That sounds
so
right.
We can try to regulate, but we can't regulate morals. We can't put laws on to control people. There's always going to be deviants and stuff. So, you know, it's when we don't like the government we want, we have another group of people selling us something that wants to be the government and be in charge and either make the rules or make the non-rules. So it's a real complicated situation. My own belief is I have a neighbor. Bought a house next to me. He's a young guy. He likes to cut the mufflers off everything and roar his engines and stuff. And my friend was over, and I guess we're old now, and he says, why don't you do something about that? And I said, there's nothing I can do, number one. And number two, whatever happens 1 inch on that side of that property line is his business, and I hope he feels the same way.
Good.
So I just ignore it. You know, people should have their freedom and stuff.
If you don't want to have somebody running their engine next to you or, you know, doing some sort of noisy work constantly or whatever next to you, buy a bigger piece of property out in the middle of nowhere and then, you know, you just be far away from people and you solve that problem.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you, right? Like we're going to have things like septic system regulations, especially when people live close together. I live in a community where people all have septic and they live, you know, the lots aren't very big, maybe 100, 125 feet wide, that kind of thing. And, you know, it's it'd be an issue if people didn't have rules on how to put together septics. Now, I could see how people could organize in a voluntary fashion or whatever. But, you know, there's also people who live right now in New Hampshire and have outhouses. I've been to their houses, and they have you know, composting toilets in their homes, and they somehow manage to live without the requisite the system there. So, you know, in that case, you'll find people that use the system to prevent other people from living the way they want. So, like, the occupancy permit won't be given to the structure. You can't live in a structure that doesn't have the the proper toilets and the proper leach field and all that other stuff, when in fact I've seen people do it and they can do it pretty well. And you know, in some neighborhoods they go so far as to come by and videotape your house. That way they can compare it with the next year and see if you've made any changes. Oh, did you get a permit for those shutters you put on your window? And I mean, you know, it just goes sick. And goes and goes.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I actually live primitive, like I say, and I don't have a septic system and stuff, even though I installed them. And in Minnesota, it's gotten to the point where if you take off a wood porch going into your 3-foot-high door in the front of your house and you put in concrete, you have to pay zoning on that.
Oh, yeah.
I agree, it's gotten a little bit crazy.
Well, that's the thing. Whenever you allow the government to take one step, you might as well have just allowed them to take 10. Because as long as people are going to put up with the first crappy ordinance, then they're going to put up with the next 100 of them, and nobody's ever going to do anything except gripe privately about it until you finally get somebody like Representative Mike Sylvia here in New Hampshire who's actually going to court and standing up for his rights, and everybody else's rights, by the way, to do what they want on their property. I thank you for the call and your story, Jim. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go also to Mark, listening in Indiana to WIBC-FM. Hello, Mark.
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, you're on here.
I had a problem with the zoning laws that were changed in the middle of my project.
Oh my God!
I bought 10 acres of property.
Yeah.
And out in the country, and I'm my own architect and my own builder. That's what I've done for many years, and I put septic tanks in for many years too. And at the beginning of this, the rule was you had to have an operational septic system in before they would let you have any electricity. So you're trying to build with no power on your property. And I got the septic done and got it inspected. And the guy that came out to do it said, well, they've changed the rules. Now you have to, we've got a building inspector. And it's like, you know, I got pretty upset. Because nobody told me about this, and they changed it in the middle, you know.
Yeah,
and
nobody likes the
building inspector.
Change.
The building inspector they sent out didn't know what he was doing.
Hold on, Mark. I want you to tell the rest of the story. It sounds like there's more to it, so hang on. We'll bring you back to finish that up here. Mark in Indiana with a zoning nightmare, and you know, these are not uncommon stories. It's not like, oh, just every now and then they overextend their boundaries. No. These happen all the time to people. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies, grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the program here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms open to you over at discord.lrn.fm. It's Ian here.
And Mark.
Zencash is now known as Horizon. It's a privacy platform built on zero-knowledge technology. That's really good privacy tech. And they've got a decentralized secure node architecture. So, like a lot of cryptocurrencies, they're decentralized.
Right.
But Zencash is more than just a cryptocurrency.
Well, yeah, unlike your house, the government can't just come in and poke around if it feels like it.
That's correct. The government can't shut it down either, because Zencash, of all the cryptos in the world, from what I can tell, is the number one most distributed system, meaning there are more nodes on their network, more secure nodes and super nodes combined than the Bitcoin network has. Quite a bit more. In fact, about 50% more the last time I looked. I think Zencash, last I checked, was at 16,000 or so nodes total, with Bitcoin only having about 10,000 to 11,000. So huge difference there.
Yeah.
But both of them are obviously very, very strong. Go to horizon.global to learn more. It's horizen.global. You'll learn about their vision for the future. They've already got private chat implemented, but they're also going to add at some point, now I don't know when, but their plan is to enable you to publish information and go anywhere on the web, all with complete privacy. So I'm excited about that. I'm looking forward to hearing, you know, when they get this thing rolled out. And I'm sure they'll be on to tell us about it when it happens. Horizon.global, Horizen.global. We got Mark on the line in Indiana. You were beginning to tell us about how you were in the middle of a project, a construction project. You'd installed a sewage or a septic tank system. And as you are completing this, the town inspector bureaucrat decides to inform you they're changing the rules on you. And that's kind of where we left your story off, if you could pick that back up.
Right. Now, this is a rural area. It's out in the country. And I, in order to get electricity, I had to put the septic in. That was to begin with. Well, they changed that, and then I had to go get a building permit and all this other stuff. Well, I was really pissed.
Yeah.
And I went to the county commissioners, and I just literally raised hell with them, and I kind of got a big thing started, because there were several other people that were upset about it too.
Mm-hmm.
But I found a law in Indiana called the Log Cabin Law, and if you're building your own house, they can't force you to get a building permit.
Really?
So I went around.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that the town bureaucrats didn't know the laws?
Or that they just make them up, even if they
well,
do know
them? Well, this one was kind of buried.
Yeah.
And this is like a really rural county. It's about 50 miles from Indianapolis. And you know, I don't want to build a piece of junk. I was, you know,
sure.
But I couldn't get electricity to work until they, you know, okayed it.
Right.
And that's how they get you down here.
Yeah, they got you. They hold.
Right. Well, what that is essentially is forcing you to use a contractor and somebody who has all
one of their buddies
and the big equipment,
right,
and stuff
exactly.
Like that. So that's
exactly.
That's one of these little back-scratching laws,
yeah,
that make it so, oh, you got to hire my friend Bubba,
yeah,
and his excavator, and then you'll be in great shape.
Hey, great call, Mark. I appreciate hearing from you. Thanks for the story. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, Discord on-air call-in lines are available at discord.lrn.fm. As I said, these stories are so common. It's just that most people, they don't get the the venue to tell their story. They just get abused by these zoning bureaucrats, and then they have to put up with it, because everywhere else they go, these idiots are going to exist in the same, you know, these other places for the most part. There are a few towns here in New Hampshire where they actually don't have zoning. There are a few of them. I don't know how many there are.
There's plenty of places geographically around the United States. I would presume that more places don't have zoning.
Well, the guy that called from Michigan said he didn't know of any.
Yeah.
He said maybe unincorporated areas don't have it, but there are actual towns in New Hampshire like Grafton or what's the one in this area? There's it starts with an L where Wayne lives.
Lempster.
They don't have zoning either. And in fact, when they've tried to implement zoning, because of course there's busybodies that live in these towns that want to see zoning come about, And so they'll put it on, like, the town ballot, and they get shot down in these places.
I built my house about 10 years ago in a town that's directly adjacent to Keene, New Hampshire, and they may have had the rules, but they didn't enforce any of them on me.
Well, that's nice.
I didn't have
the town government apparently
targeting
you. I lived
in that home for at least a year without an occupancy permit because I hadn't put the last little finishing touches. I needed to, what they wanted was 3/4-inch drywall from the garage into the building, right? Like they wanted the garage to be drywalled in, and I hadn't done that yet for whatever reason, because basically if you have a wood floor the way it is, you have a spill in the kitchen, it could drip through. So I didn't want to do that, and it did ultimately happen at one point. We had a leak in the bathtub, had to tear it out and put it back in.
Yeah.
And that's a 10-year-old house.
And remember, you know, these zoning laws, as far as I'm concerned, also include what goes on outside of the house, right? So let's say, remember the story of the couple in Orlando, and it's not just them, there have been a few of these stories, where they had like a garden in their front lawn.
Right.
And there was all this controversy over, oh my God, they're violating the code, the city code. And it's like, hello, they're trying to grow some food. It actually looks really nice, but oh no, we can't have anything but crabgrass or whatever the heck kind of grass they have down there in Florida.
St. Augustine.
We can't have anything but this kind of grass, and it's got to be there. And if you want to have a garden, well, then it's going to be needing to be in the backyard where no one can see it.
Well, if your house is facing the wrong direction, you're not going to be able to grow most types of food because you need full sun.
Doesn't matter.
Right. I mean, ultimately, it's when somebody's just messing with your yard. So most people, you can get on board with this stuff. The problem is they'll be like, well, for that 10% of cases, we need zoning. The problem is for the 10% of cases that you need zoning, and I'm going to agree with you, for the 10% of cases you need zoning, there's these 90% of cases, it seems to me, maybe it's the 80-20 rule. I don't know what the percentage is, but there's these many, many myriad of cases where it's just overreach, and these bureaucrats have to have something to do. If everybody's acting nice, they don't have any reason for their job.
Yeah, well, you mentioned this 10% of cases. You don't need zoning, period. As we pointed out, there are towns in which there are no zoning. There are cities like Houston that don't have zoning. Now, apparently some of the suburbs, which are sort of separate political entities, I've heard they do. From what I've heard, this city of Houston, and maybe that's changed, so if you live in Houston and you know it's no longer the case, we were reporting on this years ago, so it's been a while since we've done an update.
Last I looked, that's the case. They're blaming it's the Civil Engineers Corps or whatever is out there blaming the lack of zoning in Houston for the flooding that occurred during hurricane, I don't know, whatever
it was. I'd like to blame the Civil Engineers Corps, the Army Corps of Engineers, for the flooding during Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans, which absolutely has zoning, and that whole situation was set up by the government to flood.
Yep. Well, somebody had the bright idea of building a town that was 10 feet below sea level.
Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. We got time for you if you want to join us. State Representative Mike Sylvia, a longtime supporter of Free Talk Live, has been targeted for allegedly living in his own property, or at least what he thought was his property. Turns out nobody actually really owns any property, because if you have to beg some group of unaccountable strangers for permission to live there, for permission to do what you want with your property, you're just a glorified tenant. 855-450-FREE, and not even that glorified. Free Talk Live.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A busy weekend for FBI agents who are taking another look at Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh's background. They have less than a week to gather information on allegations of sexual misconduct. Before heading to a rally in West Virginia, President Trump said he welcomed this new FBI investigation.
Having the FBI go out, do a thorough investigation, whether it's 3 days or 7 days, I think it's going to be less than a week, but having them do a thorough investigation, I actually think will be a blessing in disguise.
The FBI will provide information, but it will not draw conclusions. A source says agents will be looking into claims by Kavanaugh's former Yale classmate, Deborah Ramirez, as well as those made by Christine Blasey Ford, who told a Senate panel that Kavanaugh assaulted her at a drunken party in high school. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free. Take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Mark, did you get the Blink security system set up in your newer house that you've moved
into?
Oh,
yeah. It's been set up for a long time. It's easy to set up. It takes maybe 10 minutes to set up.
How long was the takedown? Did you take them down, or did you get a whole new system?
Basically, it's cameras, so you get a screw gun, and you unscrew them.
Wireless cameras, you mean?
Wireless cameras, yeah. And then you screw them back up in another place.
Bang, boom, you're done.
Yeah, it really doesn't take much. You got to pull the covers off and push the reset button. It probably takes more time to reset it up than it does to set it up out of the box.
Oh, to set it up. Okay, gotcha.
But nonetheless, it's still, this is the easiest, least expensive security system you can have.
That's a true statement. I believe that. And it's quality. I mean, there's probably some dirt cheap garbage out there that you can get, but
this works
quality.
With Alexa.
Yes.
I mean, it's a great system. And
Amazon bought them because it was so great.
Right. Yeah. It's Amazon bought the company. And you can get it, the system that is already significantly less costly than other systems that are out there like this, you can get it by just using Blink, with 15% off, by using blinkprotect.com/FTL. So that's 15% off. Just go to blinkprotect.com/FTL, as in Free Talk Live, blinkprotect.com/FTL.
All right, we go back to your calls and thoughts. First up, it's my dog Rex, listening in Florida on the TuneIn app. Hello, my dog Rex.
Hey, guys. Thanks for letting me in.
Yes,
I just wanted to comment, these people with the zoning, they think that the city or the governor or the county has some kind of authority. The reason they regulate septic tanks is because if my septic tank leaks and I pollute your land, the city gets to fine me and take my money, and you get polluted.
Yeah.
That's the whole purpose of it. If I want to raise hogs, if I can't keep my stink on my land, you can sue me. I'm allowed to do whatever I want to do on my land, so long as I don't leave, whatever I do doesn't leave my land.
Right, an interesting point you make, my dog Rex, because I did raise hogs. At one point, I had 50 pigs on a piece of land that was probably an acre and a half to 2 acres, somewhere in there. I never sized it out or anything like that. But I can assure you, as a matter of fact, it would have been bigger, but I had to wrap their pen around the septic field. And so I can assure you those pigs are producing far more fecal matter than the people in the house around which their pen was wrapped. Not to say that I think that, feces should just lay on the ground or anything. I think we need to have systems for taking care of this. But clearly the pigs were not cooperating. I mean, like, no one told me I needed potties for the pigs.
Right. Yeah, I got news for you.
By the way, I built the land up with pig poo. Yeah. I managed to build the land up. It's far more fertile than it used to be. It's much more useful. Now you can mow it for hay and, all kinds of stuff.
I got news for you, zoning advocates. The animals don't really care about all your rules. They're just going to poop right on the ground. And some of them might back a little dirt on top of it, but
it boils down to property rights. And if you can't sue or file a claim against whoever done you wrong, you have no property rights.
That's correct.
When the city government takes it over and does it for you, they get whatever you should have got to repair your stuff. And that's
you ought to get some compensation. If somebody's actually polluted your land with whatever it is, oil spill or, fecal runoff or something like that, if somebody's actually polluted your property and done damage, then you ought to be restituted for that. And in a just world, where we actually have property rights, which we don't, we've got the illusion of them, but in a world in which we did, then you would be able to get some compensation from a polluting neighbor. And people would learn that if they pollute their neighbor's property, they would become liable for that, and they might be a little more thoughtful about it the next time around. Good call tonight, my dog Rex. I appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Let's talk to Annie in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, Annie.
Hi, how are you doing tonight?
Great. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I've got a fun story for you of somebody fighting back against zoning laws.
Oh, yeah. Tell me.
Yeah, well, my dad, who lives in an old established neighborhood in Greenwood, Indiana, he has an old canoe trailer, and it was parked in the side yard, and they got a lovely letter from the zoning committee that said it was in violation because it might cause a blight hazard with grass underneath of it. Well, he mows underneath of it. The yard's immaculate and all that. Mm-hmm. They wanted him to spend hundreds of dollars to concrete in a brand new driveway just for this boat trailer. And they wanted to find
You know what this guy needs? He needs a canoe shed. A specially designed shed to slide his canoe in.
Well, he's going to have to get a permit for that.
My God, grass could grow somewhere near this canoe.
Oh, my gosh. Well, he fought back by, saying it was ridiculous and whatever.
Right.
And they told him that it could not be on the grass. So he hung it from the tree in the front yard.
Now
and
it's art.
Everybody,
what, you don't like it? It's art, you cretin.
And that's what they did. They put a big sign on it that said, this is art. Oh, my God. It was off, and it stayed in the tree for months. He posted some things on Facebook. It's a Take Trailer Tree. And after a while, he took it down because they were kind of starting to negotiate with him a little bit. And in good faith, he took it down. And then a month or two later, they were doing something else, and he put it right back in. And
nice.
The news came out, and all the neighbors, people were driving by and taking pictures
great.
Of it.
Okay, what do we search for to find this on the Internet?
Tate, T-A-T-E, Trailer
Tate.
Tree.
Tate Trailer Tree. All right, I love
this
story.
And it's in Greenwood, Indiana. They want to go after all kinds of things in the neighborhood, and he's got wood piles and gardens. So he's threatened that if they go after their wood pile next, that he's going to turn it into a wood sculpture out in the front yard, and it's actually going to look like the Greenwood City Council. He's an excellent carver, and that's his next plan if they continue to mess with him.
I hope you will call back if this continues to develop and update us on
I
this,
want to give the guy a medal.
This story. Did you see the picture yet, Mark? I've got the picture pulled up here.
Somehow it didn't work out for me. Tate? T-A-T-E?
T-A-T-E, trailer tree. Search Google Images, and it's the second image that that comes
images,
up. Greenwood man hangs trailer from tree in
front
yard.
But he put
yard.
The boat on it.
No, there's no boat on it right now. It's a sign, though. Hey, Annie, great call. Please keep us in the loop on this as it develops, if you would, please.
He's a hero.
Definitely, yeah.
I appreciate
he's a hero.
It. I love people like
thank
this.
You.
Thank you. Wish him the best, because it's people like that who don't get pushed around easily, who don't just bend right over for the, okay, I'll do whatever you say. Well, no. He came up with something really creative and got attention drawn to this situation, which, as I pointed out, most people don't get any attention for, you know, the abuse that continues to be delivered on behalf of these zoning thugs that are coming around and demanding that you do things.
It's mostly, the zoning works completely at the behest of whatever municipal government there is, and mm-hmm. it's mostly the municipal government that most people don't vote for, right? So when you
sure.
go when you go to most towns...
Supermajority don't vote for.
It's something like, I don't know...
10%
wing
maybe.
It, I think 10% is really
it's a
generous.
Good turnout, yeah.
10% of maybe red registered voters. Mm-hmm. I'll bet
right.
you it is generally fewer.
5%, yeah.
If in an election that doesn't include the president,
yep.
That it is generally fewer than 5% of human beings living in the given geographic area
have safe bet.
Voted in an election, not even voted for these despicable
right,
people.
If it's a two-way race, only half of them.
Right, only half of them. So you're now at something like 2.5%, 2% of people that are living in the town have given
yep.
these officious, nosy
guess
little busybodies
what?
Some kind of mandate.
Guess what? Here in Keene, New Hampshire, the city of Keene has about 1% of the population employed. There's about 250 people that work for the city
right.
of Keene.
So that's the voting block right there.
Plus all their family members. You know, husbands, wives, those folks.
Honey, vote for this.
Yeah. There's more coming up here in moments. We got time for you if you want to join us talking zoning, but you can bring up anything on Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up 2 bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the 3rd bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy 2. Get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio here, take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. What do you know? A lot of people have a lot to say about zoning. Whole lot of stories being told here tonight on the air, and the phones are almost completely full of folks who are on this particular topic. You can call in about anything you want, but it seems like every time we talk about zoning, which isn't that often, but over the years on Free Talk Live, every time we've brought it up, it's just the stories come out of the woodwork about, oh yeah, this is what happened to me. Here's how these bureaucrats abused us. Here's how we got bent over and, you know, ramrodded by the state over whatever arbitrary, capricious rule by these scum-sucking politicians and bureaucrats that people have to deal with no matter where it is that they live, it seems like. Dean and Mark here in the studio tonight. By the way, I do want to make sure you know about the Free Talk Live AMP program and send a big thanks out to What's the Frequency Kenneth. That's his name, or his nickname. He is a Free Talk Live Silver amplifier, one of our longest-running amplifiers. Silver meaning he donates $5 a month to Free Talk Live's AMP program, and AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is a very simple one, that, you know, we will promote Free Talk Live, get on more radio stations. We've got 190 great AM and FM radio stations across the United States, even as far away as Guam and Alaska. And we can have more. We could get to 300. We could do that. It just, you know, it takes time. It takes marketing. And the AMP program helps make that happen. It helps us bring on new stations, big stations like WRKO out in Boston. Huge call letters, huge signal. So that's happening. Things like that happen because of the AMP program. If you appreciate the vision that we have here for freedom on Free Talk Live, you appreciate the fact that, well, sadly, this kind of show just doesn't exist on the radio anywhere else. I mean, there may be here and there throughout the United States, like on a local station, there might be a guy calling himself a libertarian, and he may actually be, or she may actually be a libertarian. But there's nobody doing a syndicated libertarian principled radio show like we are. So if you like what we do, whether you're listening on podcasts or listening on our live streams, listening over satellite, listening to your local AM or FM radio affiliate for Free Talk Live, please help us out and get access to some of the cool perks that you can get over at amp.freetalklive.com. Like the Amp Only Facebook group, there's the Amp Only podcast, and more. Just head on over to amp.freetalklive.com. You can sign up with PayPal. You can use your credit card as well over at amp.freetalklive.com. Plus, Bitcoin, BTC, is accepted too. And you can get the full list of perks that you get access to over at amp.freetalklive.com. Once again, thanks to What's the Frequency, Kenneth, longtime amper, as we go through our list, basically, of Free Talk Live amplifiers. And we can do this within a year because there's only 200 of them, and I appreciate every single one of them. Thank you to everybody that supports the show. We'll get to your name if we haven't gotten to it yet, as long as you've authorized us to, because by default, you're anonymous as an amplifier. We don't tell anybody who you are, but if you want to be out there, so it's actually going to be less than 200 because not all of them have opted in to being recognized. All right, so let's continue here. Your calls, your thoughts. We go to Richard. He's listening in Aberdeen, Washington, to KBKW. Go ahead, Richard.
Yes.
Welcome.
Those laws are a bunch of BS in a lot of places. We're just up the road in Ocean Shores. You can only keep your RV on your property for a certain amount of time. And then they make you get the hell out. And
is it during the winter where it's not allowed? What's the time frame when they allow it?
It's about six to eight weeks, and that's even in the summertime.
So it's only allowed to be on your property for 6 to 8 weeks during the summer. Where are you supposed to store it the rest of the time?
Well, a lot of people, this is a big tourist-type thing, too.
Mm-hmm.
So you keep it on your other property.
Outside of this town, basically? You'd have to have property somewhere
outside
else?
Outside of the town. You go,
ridiculous.
You come to have it, bring your fifth wheel, your trailer, outside, you know, to Aberdeen or Hoquiam and that. But the other one is, to me, is I laugh at these people that say, I own my own house. Mm-mm. No, you don't.
Right.
If you don't pay your property tax, you don't own it. They'll come and take it away from you.
They sure will. They'll throw you out in the street.
Well, they only give you two options, right? It's either you rent or you own, and they ask this particular question. And I often, you know, if I'm ever having a conversation with somebody who's asking this question, or maybe they're taking my credit or whatever, I said, I don't own my house, neither do you, and neither does anybody. You know.
Exactly.
They'll let you pay to upgrade the house. They'll let you pay to fix the house. They'll let you pay to
maintain.
They'll
let you buy a piece of land and build on that piece of land. And then pay them to have the new thing.
Pay them more.
This is what amazes me about it, is that you build a structure on your property. You pay for that structure, and suddenly they're levying new taxes. Well, they'll say, well, now you can send kids to our school if you're able to live on the land. Well, I would never send my kid to your school. I don't believe in that kind of abuse.
Yeah, I hear you.
Richard?
The other one is, it's just ridiculous anymore. That this state is tax happy too. They're trying to tax food now.
Jeez.
And that, you know, and I'm one of these guys. I believe, hey, food should never be taxed.
Nothing should be taxed. Certainly not food, but nothing should be taxed. Hey, thank you, Richard, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Because the government shouldn't exist. The state, as we know it, should not exist as a coercive monopoly organization. If somebody wants to, you know, create a civic group to provide some sort of service and fund that on a voluntary, consensual basis, fine.
Well, any service that's worth providing should be, one would presume, worth providing at a profit, or at least at a not-for-profit or a co-op or something like that.
But that's not how the government works.
No, the government's a group of people that will tell you how you're going to live and then charge you for the way that they told you how you're going to live. It's a really great organizational model if you can get that kind of work.
If you're the government, you mean?
But they don't give that kind of work to anybody but themselves. You know, they just dole out the power on very, little basis. They don't give that to too many people.
We continue with your calls and thoughts. We've got Bob. He's in Indianapolis listening to WIBC-FM. Hey, Bob.
Hey, I appreciate it. This doesn't have anything with zoning, but I want your opinion on this real quick.
Sure.
It's been almost 2 years ago that I was walking home from my local tavern, which is four blocks from my house, and I walked there.
Okay.
As being a responsible adult, you know?
Sounds responsible to me. Yep.
A karaoke night on Thursday. Well, I was walking home. It's 2 years ago. I'm walking down the sidewalk, perfectly straight, perfectly normal. And a cop pulls up, shines a light on me. He goes, "You've been drinking tonight?" I said, "Yeah. I just came from 3 hours of karaoke at the tavern." He goes, "Well, how much do you have to drink?" I said, "Well, it's none of your business."
Okay.
Which is odd. And how many people say, "Oh, I had one or two beers?" How many people say that?
Right. Yep. That's what I always
matter.
Say.
It doesn't matter.
Yep.
And because I wouldn't take a breathalyzer and I wouldn't do stupid gymnastics tricks on the sidewalk, they arrested me for public intoxication, disorderly conduct, threw me in jail, and strapped me to an electric chair with no power to it. And were going to leave me there all night.
Wow.
Wouldn't get me a drink of water.
Where'd they get an electric chair? It's not like these things. Well, it may not have been an electric chair, but you're not talking about like
it's the same
old Sparky.
Your chest, your arms, your legs are strapped to a chair.
It's a strap down.
You
know,
it's a strap down. 8 hours.
That's where they put people they don't like. They put the,
yeah,
put the
call,
person who's...
I call them Nazis and fascist pigs.
They've never heard that before.
Yeah. I just want to warn everybody before the holidays come. You can't walk home.
Man.
You can't fly home. You can't drive home. And there's no taxi service in my town. And there's no buses. How the hell are you supposed to get home?
Oh, yeah, it's ridiculous
that
you got stopped for it.
Wait, hold on. Before you go on, though, I'm curious. Did you take a plea deal on this, or did you go to trial?
Oh, yeah. And my attorney, I tried to fight it. My attorney said, just plead guilty, or they're going to put you in jail if you don't. Because
what
the
kind
cop.
Of attorney is this?
That's not, that's
is this a public defender? Wait. Is this a public defender?
No, it's my friend from high school. But
have
said,
you actually had him as an attorney before?
He's probably not wrong.
Oh, no. This is a small town, Shelbyville, Indiana, south of Indy. Anyway, he said if you don't plead guilty, you're probably going to spend a few weeks or a few months in jail. And what do you want to do? You want to plead guilty?
Yeah.
I wasn't guilty of anything. I was guilty of walking home from a...
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, obviously, I don't have the ordinances in front of me that they are alleging that you violated. Well, I did not hang up on him. He just dropped the call. I don't know what happened there. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. But, yeah, I don't know what the ordinances say, but I'm sorry. In a lot of cases, they don't have a case.
Yeah, you're presuming that the judicial system in his town works.
I'm worried that the attorney is doing what many attorneys do and is saying, yeah, just take the guilty plea.
That's all they know how to do these days.
Take the guilty plea. I'll take $3,000 from you and take you through the process guilty. So that way he doesn't actually have to work. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices. And let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. Naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.